All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2 to order. We have a quorum of the board. Today is May 12th. It's 10:35 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Jerry, your chair, would you like to start?
Jerry Eves.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
David Eves.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, first up, board, we need to have a public hearing. The public hearing is the opportunity for the public to listen and have any comments relating to the 24 and 25 budgets. So what I need then is a motion to open the public hearing.
I make a motion that we open the meeting today to public hearing for the review of the budgets for 24 and 25.
Great. Thanks, Jerry.
I can second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. We are now in the public hearing to take any public comment. I'm going to turn the time over to David from CLA so he can walk through the budgets for us.
All right. Thanks, Michael. So for Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District number 1, and starting in the general fund, I think it'll be easier this way. I'll go through both 24 and 25 at the same time here. So for we've budgeted in developer advance of $10,000 in 24 to cover administrative costs of estimated $5,000 in accounting and legal for a balanced $0 budget there. And for 2025, budgeted $50,000 of developer advance to cover the accounting $20,000, auditing $6,500, insurance $3,500, and legal $20,000. And these buckets can move around a little bit between there too. But that would also for zero balance there. In the debt service fund, we have budgeted $1 million of a transfer in ending fund balance of $1 million. That gets carried over into the 2025 budget with interest income of $8,000 in 25 and bond interest payment for that $450,000 and paying agent fees of $4,000. And that would give us an ending fund balance of $554,000. And in the capital projects fund, we have budgeted $6,788,000 of bond issuance proceeds, capital outlay expenditures of $2,500,000, bond issuance costs of $400,000, and a transfer out the $1 million we saw going to the debt service fund. And that give us an ending funding balance of $2,888,000 to carry over into the following year for 2025 with interest income $5,000. And capital outlay to expend the remaining funds, $2,893,000 for $0 ending fund balance. With that, let me open it up to any questions, comments, concerns, anything you guys think should be updated, amended, or modified here.
All right, board, you guys comfortable?
I'm good with that. David, any thoughts?
No, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. All right. I do not see any members of the public that have joined. Christy, do we have any members that are attending there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. Then what I need, board, is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll motion to close the public hearing.
Great. Thanks, Patty.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Jerry. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Let's put back up. So next up are the board meeting minutes from our October 28th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them and they looked accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Jerry?
I make a motion that we adopt or approve the minutes as published.
I'll second.
Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So tell me if. Did my screen change?
Yes, we have
Okay, perfect.
resolution 2025-01.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So this here is the 2024 budget resolution that adopts the 2024 budget. So the only difference between the two is going to be right here, where we talk about the mill levy and the state calls it the ad valorem tax rate. It's mill levy. So for 24, we show zero because obviously we didn't impose one. In the 25 resolution, it will show the 5 mills in the 25 budget. So this just adopts the 24 budget. If you guys are good, I need a motion then to approve resolution 2025-01. Adopting the 2024 budget.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-01 approving the 2024 budget.
Great. Thanks, Sherry.
I'll second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Resolution 02 adopts the 25 budget. And then again, here we've listed the 5 mills that will go into effect for this year.
So you need a motion on this.
I do.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-02 for the approval of the budget for the year 2025.
Great.
I second.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, next up, bust out our calendars so we can look at a meeting schedule. So we're going to need 5 meetings a year. We have to publish the meeting schedule on the Open and Public Meetings website. That way, if somebody wants to go look at the district, they can pull up agendas, they can pull up resolutions, they can actually sign up for email alerts. So, whenever we publish anything related to the district, they're able to see it. So, we'll need one in February, in May, no, April, no, May. I always have to get them.
Are we talking 2025 or 2026?
25. So for the rest of the year, we'll need one in so the end of the second. So we would need one the end of July to August. We would need one for the third quarter. We'll do it in November when we do the tentative budget. And then we'll have one in December when we do the final budget. So we're going to need 3 more this year. So when you look, does the like first week of August work in November and December, second week? Tell me what works for you guys.
So
And then what day
let's
of the week?
do the first full week. So between August 4th and 8th, we're okay.
Yes.
Do we want to do what works best for all of you? Does a Monday work best? Or would
Let me
you rather
go
get
to.
Monday under your belt and get Tuesday?
So we have open Monday af well 9 to 10:30, and then we would have from 12 all the way through the rest of the day on Monday. Wednesday we're completely open if you guys want to do a Wednesday.
A Monday or Wednesday works for me.
Let's do Monday morning. Is that okay with you, Steph? Okay, so let's
Yes.
do Monday morning. If 9 o'clock seems rush sometimes, but let's do 9:30 or 10. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. Whichever one you tell us, Jerry.
I get that.
You're the big boss.
We know that's not the truth.
Well, true. The big boss is sitting next to you.
There's truth. So let's go ahead and do 10 o'clock.
Okay. 10 o'clock on the first August Monday 4th. Of the month. That's the 4th. David, does that work for you?
Yes.
Both Davids.
Okay. Sorry.
And then let's go ahead. And if we did August, did you say October or November?
November.
So let's do, how about November 3rd?
Perfect.
Same time?
Yep. And then December, hopefully the 1st will work.
Let's do December 1st.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be the first Monday of each of those 3 months at 9:30. 9:30, you said 9:30, right?
10.
9:30.
Yeah.
Or was it at 10?
No, 10. You want 9:30 works great.
So which one, Jerry?
9:30.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Christy will send out the calendar invites momentarily. She's usually pretty good at chopping. All right, so we do not need the discussion relating back then with the performance bond or whatever it was.
I don't think so, but I do have one question that I just kind of put out there. So lot number 8 and 9 is under contract with Fieldstone Homes.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons we did not close our bond last November was that the zoning didn't match up with the information we had from the powers that be, which was, you know, totally on me. Now we're going through the processes, or Fieldstone Home is, to have a master plan amendment and a rezone of those two lots so that it would then conform to the layout we had back last November. It resulted, I think, in a $1.4 million reduction in proceeds when we changed from the one that was proposed back then to now. What are the processes if we wanted to go back through and do a refinance of this bond to make those funds available?
The long and short, I think we would basically need to go through a pretty similar process. I'm not sure what the indenture says as far as timing on when they would allow us to go back. Typically, there's a provision that gives you a window. And I mean, you're in a unique position because of, like you said, the original financing plan had to be changed. The reason they have a window like that is that the bondholders want a period of time kind of guaranteeing them their return on the investment for their initial, the interest that would come back. Give us a little bit to look at the indenture and see kind of what we need to do. We'll probably get back with Gilmore Bell as well and just say, hey, here was the issue. Is there any provisions that, you know, are we within a time frame or something that would allow us to go back and look to get that? It's 1.4, did you say? 1.4?
David?
Million?
Yeah, it was about that. They kind of threw around some different numbers, but the initial valuation was about, that's what, how much it went down when we went the way we went.
Okay. Let us circle back with those guys. We'll get through the indenture and then we'll let you know.
Perfect. And thank you so much. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything? Okay. Then the only thing left would be a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.
Thank you.